I want to talk about developing a heart for God. You know, sometimes we miss that. Sometimes we miss how we can have the heart of God. We don't look for it. We just kind of hear what we're supposed to do, and so there we work hard to try and do it. And you know, that turns out to just be religion. But folks, when we learn to do it for the Lord, and the Lord does it through him, by his grace, it's different. It's a pleasure. It's something that draws you. And in everything that you do it that it would glorify God. And you're not looking for the praise or the thanks or the pat on the back. You want God to be happy. You want Jesus to be thrilled with what you're allowing him to do through your life. Amen? Amen. So if you would, turn with me to Luke's Gospel, St. Luke, chapter 11. And we'll start with verse 37. But for that, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we do thank you for this time. Lord, I thank you for all the people that were able to make it this morning, Father, even through a lot of snow and slick roads and just treacherous times, Lord, how you brought them, even visitors. Thank you so much. And Lord, we ask that you would just now bless us, that you would speak to us and minister to our hearts. Lord, that you would use it just to change us in such a way, Lord, that we could be a blessing to you. And Lord, that we would know how we worship you in everything that we do. So in this word this morning, Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit would present it to us. Open our hearts, our minds, and Lord, let us receive your word this day. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, we always, before leadership meetings, we always do a little study. And so I knew this was coming up. And so I wanted to study a little bit ahead on. I just had a few minutes to kind of look at this. And I found, wow, I didn't have a message yet. And Lord, that really sounds good. So I studied it more afterwards and really kind of dug into it. And I don't know if I've really seen it quite this way before. But anyway, I want to share that with you this morning. And my prayer is that the Holy Spirit will make it alive and real. And that he really help us to understand what he's trying to show us this morning. So in verse 37, it says, And as he spoke, a certain Pharisee asked him to dine with him. So he went in, sat down to eat. When the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. So you know, the oddest things catch our eyes sometimes, don't they? But you got some people who are always looking for faults. And we have to be careful of that. You know, there's these fault finders. They don't look for the good. They don't see the good. But they look for the mistakes. And those are people who are very hard to please. Verse 39. Then the Lord said to him, now listen to what he says. He says, now you Pharisees make the outside of the cup and dish clean, but your inward parts are full of greed and wickedness. Wow. Good thing, you know, these guys probably need that book of that we're doing downstairs. We've got to look for the thing that Satan does, how he offends us. So anyway, verse 40, it says, foolish ones, did Did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But rather give alms of such things as you have, then indeed all things are clean to you. But woe to you Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs. And you pass by justice and the love of God. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. So Jesus is really kind of dealing. If you notice, he takes them from the outside, you know, where you didn't wash your hands, that's terrible, you know. And so Jesus right away is taking them from the physical into the spiritual. You know, I've got a good friend, and a lot of times we went on vacations together. And we'd sit down to eat or something, and what did he do first thing? Checked the silverware. He wanted to see if the silverware, he'd hold it up, and he'd get his napkin, and he's wiping it off. And sometimes if it's too bad, he'll ask the waitress to bring over some clean silverware. And he did that. That was his thing. He just didn't like, well, probably nobody does, but, you know, I might glance on it to make sure there's no big pieces on it. But he's pretty obvious with how he does that. And so here the Pharisee did the same thing. See, they had a rhythm. They had a thing they had to do, a certain way they would wash their hands and all. It was a process, you know, nothing like taking 10 minutes to wash your hands. You know, we're not performing surgery. What we're going to do is just eat something. So that's where they were. And so Jesus was trying to deal with this absurdity that a lot of them had. So he addressed them. So the Pharisees, of course, were strict adherents to the law, ritual purity. He points out that while they meticulously clean the outside of the cups and the dishes, that their hearts were full of greed and wickedness. Folks, you know, that's how sometimes church can be with a lot of people that come. Love having them, but sometimes the outside is clean and it looks good. And so what I'm saying is we get religious in what we do. You know, and if anybody does something a little different, like sing their prayers and stuff like that, now we're critical. Some can get critical for it. And it's like, that's not how God works. You know, we're not here to criticize. We're here really to worship God, to please God, to serve the Lord, and not to be critical and harmful to someone else. God uses all of us in a different way. You know, a lot of times when somebody speaks and does something a little bit different, I think it's good because it kind of wakes us up. We kind of get in that trap of what we do. You know, I've got a cat. And I always do things usually a certain way, but then when I change my routine up a little bit, she's like lost, like, let me outside. I can't handle this. But sometimes that's how we are, folks. I like to see God move. I want to see what God wants to do through his people. And he works through all of us in different ways. We don't need to be religious and come in with our own ideas of how it's supposed to go, what we're supposed to say and do. Our function is to really feel and get a hold of the heart of God. So Jesus is saying, hey, you guys are so perfect. You look so good. You do everything in such a righteous way. You know, you have these little gardens and you have these mints and different things that you're growing in the garden. And then they would weigh everything out special. They got to pay that 10%. So they're real meticulous in how they do it. You know? Rather than, okay, here it is. You add what you've got. You just take 10%. And what if it's like in a half a penny? You know? Or if it's like 50%. Let's say your tithe would be $25.30. You know? Do you just count that out, or would you maybe make it $26 or maybe $30? You know what I mean? You're not so meticulous of how you want to give and how you measure things out. And the Lord says, because of the way you're doing things, he says, you're really evil. You look good on the outside, but he says, inside, you're thieves. Well, he didn't actually say thieves, but it's about the same difference. He says that you're wicked, you're greedy. You want more. It's like you're afraid to give too much to God. Do you ever see people like that? Kind of get to where they're afraid to give too much. Well, we just won't give so much next week. And we go on. It's like we need to learn to change our heart, and we need to work on our heart. This serves as a reminder that God desires a pure heart and integrity over mere international compliance and religious practices. True righteousness comes from within. Matthew 15, chapter 15, verses 8 and 9 says this. He says, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. He says, because it is in vain they do worship me, for they teach as doctrines and precepts of men. You do it this way, you do it a certain way. I've had people that I, you know, that stress that you can't preach the whole Bible because it's for different denominations and we don't want to go there. And they just don't understand. It's like, where's your heart? Where are you? Do you want to serve God? You know, there's people that you think the praise and worship service is the only time we worship God. You know, it's kind of like the woman at the well. Well, we're taught that we worship at this mountain, but you Jews, you say we got to go to Jerusalem and worship, and that's the only place. But what did Jesus say? He said, the time is coming, and it's now. You'll not only worship God here or there, but he says you'll worship him everyone, it's everywhere in spirit and in truth. Folks, as y'all know that in everything we do, if we do it right, we're actually worshiping God. It's not just singing or raising your hands or at the time of prayer or anything like that. It's in everything that we do. It's how we live. Do we want to live and honor God, bless God? You know, but a lot of times we don't see this. Sometimes we're just so particular that we just want to watch everything that we do. We don't want to do too much, but just enough to where we feel it's all right. So let me use another translation here. I want to read a couple of verses, verses 40 through 42 out of the TPT Bible. It says, you are foolish to ignore the greed and wickedness within you. Should the one who cleans the outside also clean the inside? If you free your heart of greed, show compassion and true generosity to the poor. You will have more than clean hands. You will be clean within. You Pharisees are hypocrites, for you are obsessed with the peripheral issues, like paying meticulous tithe on the smallest herbs that grow in your gardens. Of course, these matter, and you should do them. So I'm not saying you don't do those things. He says, the Lord says, you do them. But when you unjustly cheat others, you ignore the most important duty of all. That is to walk in the love of God. He says, readjust your values and place the first things first. See, folks, one thing you can tell about someone who has a heart for God, that really knows and understands that you clean the inside and how you worship God with everything you have and do, it's usually by your giving. See, money is something else. We like to hoard it. We like to put in savings. Nothing wrong with that. Lord says you should do that. But a lot of times, we don't want to give it because we think we're going to need it. And so we hold back. And that's why the Lord, he always goes to the money. And that's what he's telling these Pharisees. Yeah, you do all the right things externally. With your tithing, you give the 10%, you're really meticulous in it, and you look at hand washing and cleaning the plates and all of this. But he said, you don't do anything for the heart. You don't do anything inside. That's why they couldn't hear the Lord. When he spoke to them, all they could do is see and hear fault. Well, that's not how we share it. That's not how we preach it. So he's wrong. And so they condemned Jesus. But see, you can't get anything in your heart when it's dirty, when it's contaminated. And so Jesus is laying out to them their whole issue. He said, this is your whole problem. Why you don't understand what I'm saying, why you don't want to receive it, why you find fault in everything. He says, you got a bad heart. You look good on the outside, but it's not going to get you to heaven. Now, there's a lot of people that have problems with the inside, with their giving. See, that's one reason I like to see with their giving on this. You know, I'm at fault at that, I guess. You can blame somebody, blame me. But I'm used to being, we're in another church, and man, if we had a need, we'd just say, well, let's take up an offering. You know, pray about it, and just do what God tells you to do. Really, the Bible talks about purposing in your heart. I want to tell you, usually when you pray about giving money, God doesn't speak. No, he probably does, but we don't hear. You know what I mean? No, God didn't say that. No, not that. So the Lord says, purpose in your heart. Just purpose in your heart what you want to do. He said, don't let anybody force you into it. Because he wants you to give willingly, lovingly. He wants you to actually worship him with your giving. So you purpose in your heart. So that's why I said at the leadership, why don't we just take up an offering? I said, wow, that's a lot of money. Folks, it is. It's a lot of money. But we have a lot of God. In other words, we have a big God, right? And what we need to learn to do right away is we need to keep our eyes on the Lord. Right? You know, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. He's not going to have us give more than he really wants us to. But whatever we do, propose in our hearts to give and to do, is your honoring. It's your worship to God. So God, I worship you. God knows how hard we've worked for it. God knows that we're on a fixed income. But yet when he looks, and if he talks to your guardian angel, he said, did you see what they did? How about when the woman went by, all these people were going by in the temple, and they were throwing in money. I mean, it was making loud noises when they would drop it in. And of course, they'd probably stand back and throw it, so it would make some good noise. And Jesus was watching that, and his disciples were there, and they were kind of glancing, and people like for you to watch what I do. You know, that's the outward thing to do. See how blessed I am and how I honor God, and just praise me for it. Well, that was the Pharisees' thing. But here come this lady. All she had was a mite, like a penny. And she dropped that in, trying to hide, but yet she wanted to give to God. And she took that one little coin, that little mite, and she put that into the Lord. It was all that she had. Jesus said to his disciples, said, see her? She gave more than all the rest. You see, the others, they gave out of their abundance, but she gave out of her need. And that was all she had. Folks, you want to worship God? Learn how to give. Learn how to sacrifice. Learn how to do without so that God's people and God's work can be done. That's how we give. You just watch people. You can see sometimes how people are with their attitudes towards giving. Man, my wife and I, we love to give. Because we know how it honors God. And we want to honor God. We want to worship God. Do you know, when we're on vacation or wherever, well, even here, I always carry money that I can make a difference in somebody's life if I meet somebody that has a need. I carry it with me. I don't want to just pray being warmed and filled and not give to the need. I want to be able to give. And there's times that people don't really have a need, but I know that they're hurting and they need to sense and feel the love of God. And I will give to them. I said, God told me to give this to you because he loves you. And you just see their hearts melt towards God. And that's my worship. I'm worshiping God. So folks, that's what Jesus is trying to get across. He says, hey, you do all the right things. You look so holy and wonderful on the outside, but your hearts are not in it. And so the thing is, we need to look at our heart. And we need to really trust God. You know, in giving, sometimes you really got to trust God. You know, I told you before about when I had to do that offering, and I only had a $20 bill. And the Lord even said to me before they come by, he says, Jim, what are you going to do? I'm like, well, Lord, I can't do much. In fact, this $20 has got to buy food for about 6 or 8 people for the week. But you know, as I think of now, what was that $20 going to buy? Not much. So when the offering plate went by, we just put them out. You guys do good. I don't know. I like to go by people and say, you know, kind of put it out there. So maybe fill that thing for us. But the Lord said, what are you going to do? See, folks, I can't preach something to you and then me not follow. Otherwise, that's just words. I'm just telling, don't do as I do, just do as I say. But we follow along. If it's good for you, it's got to be good for us. Amen. So I put it all in, but God blessed us with it. See, the thing is, I've noticed that you'll never outgive God. You just can't do it. You'll never outgive God. I'm not saying you won't do without for a while because you did something, but that's all right because, well, I'm honoring God. It doesn't matter. I'm still going to make it. See, I'm not giving to get a blessing. I'm giving because I'm so in love with God that I want to do what I can always to worship Him and honor Him for what He has done in my life. And what people think of me so much, yeah, you always want people to think good of you. But I want to tell you, that's not what's important to me. Because what I do is I go to the Lord and say, God, were you happy? God, did I serve you? And if there's any evil way in me, Lord, and I've done something wrong, please convict me. Please show me that I can change it. Because I want to honor you. See, folks, that's my heart. And see, that's the heart that God wants us all to have. You know, the Lord looks at us and said, do you want to serve me? Do you love me? Do you appreciate even what I've done for you? And I appreciate it, folks, because I wouldn't even be alive today if it wasn't for Him. I tell you, my younger days, I hated people. I was so hurt. Beta Satan works pretty good. I've dealt with it. There's still times I have to deal with stuff. But here God has me to preach, and then He's put such a love in my heart. And I know it's not my love, but it's His heart because I care. I care where others are and how they are, how they understand. I want them to be blessed by what God can do and will do in their life if they learn how to just honor God. So we got to learn how to trust God. See, I'm free. Honestly, I'm really free. I'm free to give. I don't have a problem with it. My wife is worse than me on that. I said, you sure you want to give that much? She said, yeah. I'm like, okay. Yeah, I had purpose in my heart before of what I wanted to give. Then she said, well, what would you like to give to that? And I said, I don't know. What are you thinking? Hers was twice as much than what I purposed in my heart. And she said, well, how does that sound? Yeah, sounds good. Folks, you got to be free. Don't you want to be free? That you can love the Lord free, knowing that God's going to take care of you, that He's always going to see you through all the problems that we run into. See, I'm free. I don't have to worry. I don't worry. God has got my back. He's always had my back. But see, you got to work on the heart. We work hard trying to do the religious things. That's good. That's needed too. But you really got to deal with that heart so that you're free. That way, when we ask for an offering, we have a need. We're only asking because we have a need. It's our ministry to serve other people. And so when you're free in your heart, you don't look at the amount. Who cares? You know, God's going to provide, but He's going to use me to help in that situation, right? So what I do is see the importance and how much do I really want to worship God. And then I purpose in my heart what I'm going to give. And then I honor God with it. So folks, I'm not trying to convince you in anything except to change your heart. You may purpose in your heart something God says, no, I don't want you to give that. Well, Lord, what do you want me to do? I said, well, maybe just pray about this one. Be obedient in whatever he tells you to do. That's honoring God. So I'm not trying to talk you into something. You know, if I can talk you into something, somebody else can talk you out of it, right? You got to be convinced by God. Enough on that. Lord, we just thank you for this time and for your word. Lord, help us to free our hearts, that you can work through us and in us, Lord. Lord, we just thank you that the happiness that we can have as we learn to trust you with everything. Father, you're so good. You're so trustworthy. You're so patient and kind with us. Lord, I just ask that you would help us to build our faith in you. And we thank you so much for your love and kindness, your blessings. Jesus' name, amen. Now let me share God's blessing over you. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.